July 4th, 2009. Urien cocked his head as he watched Zarina and Simi arguing. Demons? What exactly are you doing? Because from his vantage point, as he entered the room, it sounded like they were attempting to decide what flavor of barbecue went best on a baby to eat it. The two of them were in the throne room in Kataterros, which Ash had turned into a giant living room, with four boxes of Burberry layettes for an infant girl, and were about to come to blows in their argument. Simi got up from her furry purple beanbag chair, dressed in a short black ruffled skirt and crop top. She pursed her lips.
Akri Uri, tell the Simi's idiot sister that the hickory sweet sauce is better with pink baby, 'cause it more tasty and sweet.
Zarina actually let out a burst of flames.
No, Ziamara! For baby, you must have more spice for the digestion you need it!
Yeah, no, that sounded like they planned to eat someone's baby. At a loss, Orion glanced back and forth between them, unsure how best to handle this situation because he didn't want to be on either of their menus. Crossing her arms over her chest, Simi cocked her hip and looked at him.
Wells?
What baby are you going to eat? Simi froze, then became extremely happy.
Can we?
No! He rushed to correct that, if that wasn't where they were going with this weirdness. You aren't planning to eat a baby? Simi shook her head.
But if the Simi can, she will, can't she?
No, he repeated. What are you doing?
Now the Simi's sad she can't eat a baby because they're so tender, she pouted.
Zarina sighed.
I know, sissy, so sad.
She shook her head as she folded up the layette.
The nice pirate man and his wife had their baby, so we were sending this for them.
Oh, Orion had forgotten about that. Rafael Santiago and Selena, Simi nodded enthusiastically.
Baby Ifani,
she held up the bottles.
Which flavor do you think baby Ifani would like?
Orion bit back his laughter.
Why not both? Let the baby decide.
She gasped.
Good idea!
She dropped the bottles into the box, then ran forward to hug him. Only she hit him so hard, it was more like a tackle. Orion smiled, especially when her wings fluttered and feathers went flying. That was the strangest part of all about the Karante. When they were happy, they had feathered wings. When you pissed one off, their wings turned fleshy and leather-like, complete with spiked tips on the ends of them. Simi pulled back to scowl at him.
Why are you so sad, Akri Uri?
I'm okay, Simi. She put her hand over his head.
No, you're not. You got lots of heart hurt.
Her lips quivered.
Simi, sorry. It's not fun being one of a kind. Believe me, the Simi knows.
That she did. The reason she spoke the way that she did was that Apollyme had sent her to live with Ash when she was a toddler. With no other Karante in the human world, she'd grown up with no one to teach her anything about them. It was only after her sister and brother had managed to escape thousands of years later that she'd finally had another Karante with her.
I'm not as cute and precious as you are, Simki.
She smiled so wide her fangs showed.
You got the blue eyes. It's very beautiful, just like you are.
Taking his hand, she turned back toward her sister.
We should make Akri Uri an honorary Karante. What do you think, Zizi?
Screwing her face up, Zarina narrowed her gaze as she stared at him.
He could look cute with horns.
Orion's eyes widened at the thought of them putting horns on his head. The image of them drilling them into his skull was horrifying. Karante were known to do things like that. Luckily, Zarina got up with a pair of stuffed red ones that attached with clips. Making herself taller, she handed one to Simi, and each one clipped a horn to his head. They stepped back to stare at him, then high-fived each other.
Karante!
they said in unison. Simi gave a firm nod.
Use a perfect, beautiful karate now,
she grinned.
Can you look in the mirror, or are you still too diamond for that?
He laughed. I can look in mirrors now. That was one of the things Ash had fixed about him that still freaked him out whenever he happened to see his reflection.
Goody!
Simi used her powers to conjure a crystal-encrusted Hello Kitty hand mirror that she held up for him so that he could see the horns. Orion grinned at the silliness of it. Perfect.
Karate!
She held her hand up for him to high-five her. Karate! He said, and gently touched her palm with his. Alexion picked that moment to come in and burst into laughter. Should I even ask? Orion glared at him. None of you want to live. Simi snorted.
Akri Uri is a karate now. We's adoptive him. He our baby, so if you make our baby cry, we make you cry.
Orion's grin turned to straight shit-eating. I like that a lot. Crossing his arms over his chest, he dared Alexion. I've got karate mamas now. Go ahead. Insult me. Alexion sputtered as he looked back and forth between the two demons, who were now very alert. The only danger I flirt with is my wife, who I'm going to find right now. But word of the wise about your adoption, Ori? They feed their babies habanero sauce straight up from the bottle, and good luck with the burping. Then he vanished. Hey, that a joke? He shouted after him. No answer. A bad, sick feeling went through Orion. He turned toward the demons, both of whom were now on their feet and coming closer with purpose. Oh, shit.